This recording, Jamaica 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territories. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was very much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off her cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Growing up in Jamaica, I grew up in a parish, which is St. Andrews. It's like a state out here. And it was a little small village or town called Gordontown. And the community was pretty together. They would be helpful along the way. If you have long distances you had to go to, like coming from school, I would stop by and they'll just ask me if I'm thirsty or anything like that and give me something to drink or something to eat on my way in from school. There was not a transportation, so I walked great distances that I didn't realize was far until I got used to the transportation system, but for me it wasn't that big of a deal. They were together and got to go to church and pretty united and for themselves but within their area. I went to Head Start and primary school in Jamaica, and also secondary school. And primary school is the equivalent of like elementary school out here. And before you get to go to secondary school or high school, you have to take a test. And if you didn't pass the test to go to the actual high school, you'd have to go to the secondary school, which was the same basic curriculum, but just on a more slower pace than high school itself. And while there, I learned a lot. They were open to a lot. We were taught by English professors that were from Jamaica, but were taught in England mostly, and in Canada, more so in England. And so even though we spoke in Patois as a regular dialect when we were in school, we had to speak articulate English as possible. I came here at the age of 12 years old, so for the most part, my early childhood was in Jamaica. It was a lot of fun. There, of course, was surrounded by a lot of water, so I knew how to swim at an early age. Maybe not the professional backstroke and dog paddle and all that, but I can maintain in large bodies in deep water. There were beaches, beautiful beaches, and we had outings every summer. My grandfather was from the Ocho Rios, so every summer I would spend my entire summer with him in Ocho Rios, and I would go to Montego Bay, which is our favorite Dunter of Falls for tourists. I didn't know what was the difference, because for me, it was just fun. It was local. There was wasn't too spectacular until I came here and realized the difference.